All right, so we're diving into UXI support, and wow, you weren't kidding about that collection of links, website, social media, even ChatGPT's got something to say. It's like a puzzle we got to piece together.
And what strikes me right away is this isn't just another sports story. This feels dot different. Education, global reach, maybe even a peek into the future of like how we develop talent, you know?
Okay, so let's unpack this. UXISport. Their website, it says high performance rugby development, but I don't know, something tells me it's more than just like rugby drills and game tape, right?
You're picking up what they're putting down for sure. That phrase, holistic development, it's everywhere with them, like a mission statement. They're not just churning out athletes. They're trying to shape well-rounded people ready for anything. Talk about ambitious.
Ambitious might be underselling it, honestly. Hold up, because this is where things get really interesting. I'm on their programs page, and it's not just rugby. Artisan trades, IT, even teaching. It's like they're prepping people for like every job out there.
That's the thing. See, UXC Sport is just one branch on a much bigger tree. They're part of this whole UXI private education group think. Over 35 different brands under that umbrella.
So less of a straight up rugby academy, more like a what, a multifaceted educational network, but with like a seriously intense rugby program at its core.
Nailed it. Imagine like the best parts of a traditional sports academy, but then they weave in this really forward-thinking approach to education and career stuff. It's not just about going pro, it's about setting these kids up for success, period.
And the reach, man. These UXI rugby institutes are all over South Africa, Western Province, Free State, Pumas. We're talking prime rugby territory.
Can't be an accident, right?
Right?
Think about it. To build a sports program that really works, you got to tap into the local scene. Build those relationships. Those institutes, they're not just training grounds. They're like talent hubs, nurturing athletes young.
Okay, I just pulled up the Western Province International Rugby Institute website. Whoa. State-of-the-art gyms, floodlit fields. They've even got dedicated rooms just for analyzing performance with like high-tech software. This is like rugby player fantasy camp stuff.
See, and this is where it gets really next level. These regional places, they're not the end point, they're the pipeline, feeding talent upwards, maybe even international. It's like a farm system, but for rugby stars.
Time to check out the trophy case, or, well, their wall of fame. They've got a whole section dedicated to alumni success. And we're not just talking local talent either. Namibian World Cup players, guys playing college ball in the US.
Here's the part that really jumps out at me. They're not just bragging about who went pro. They're highlighting that 65% of their alumni are employed, 15% playing professionally. That's impressive no matter how you slice it.
Almost like they cracked the code for, like, turning out well-rounded people who just happen to also dominate on the rugby field. Speaking of impressive, you mentioned ChatGPT earlier actually called UXC Sport the biggest rugby institute in the world.
Bold statement for sure. To be fair, there's no official ranking for that, not like FIFA rankings or something.
So maybe ChatGPT is getting a little ahead of itself.
Perhaps. But when you look at how big UXI has gotten, national network, international alumni, the sheer variety of programs, it's easy to see why someone might get that impression. They're forced to be reckoned with.
No argument there. Oh, and I almost forgot. I saw mentions of women's rugby and junior academies too. They're really covering all their bases, huh?
And that's smart. Shows they're paying attention to how rugby's changing, right? Women's rugby is huge and getting bigger and developing young talent. That's the future. I know it's stuck in the past, that's for sure.
It's like they took the whole playbook for success, but they're not just running plays on the field. They're running plays for life, you know? And you mentioned how crucial these regional partnerships are to their whole thing. What makes those partnerships so special, so unique?
Oh, for sure. One thing that really jumps out, they're strategic about where these UXE rugby institutes are. It's not just about being in the big cities. It's about tapping into regions with, like, rugby in their DNA, places overflowing with raw talent.
So not just showing up, but becoming part of the fabric of the place, the community.
Exactly. It's not a smash and grab, take the best players and run. They're working with local clubs, schools, building from the ground up, way more sustainable, you know.
And it goes beyond geography too, right? I mean, they've got partnerships with all these educational institutions, IMM Graduate School, Africa Skills Private College, even CTU Training Solution. Feels like they're weaving together a network within a network.
You got it. This is where that whole multifaceted thing really clicks. By teaming up with these institutions, UXC is offering a broader range of academic options alongside the rugby. It's honestly brilliant.
It's like they're saying, hey, we're here to help you be the best rugby player you can be, but even if that doesn't pan out, you're going to be set.
Exactly. It's all about options, right? And building this mindset of always learning, always growing, they're pushing these young athletes to think long-term, see themselves as more than just athletes. They're building well-rounded individuals ready for anything.
I know we're looking at all this online, all these programs and partnerships, but I'm always curious about the real-world impact. Got any stories that show how this actually plays out, you know, in the flesh?
You're right. The human side of this is huge. And actually, UXI shared this story on their website that really highlights their global reach and how they connect with aspiring athletes from all walks of life.
Okay, now you've got my attention.
Picture this. You've got this group of young rugby players all the way from the U.S., and they travel to South Africa to train at one of UXI's institutes. And it's not just about improving their game. They want to dive into a new culture, experience a different coaching style, the whole nine yards.
Wow, that's incredible. Talk about the universal language of sports, right? Bringing people together from opposite sides of the world. What was it about UXI that drew them in specifically?
Well, for starters, UXI has this reputation, right? They're known for excellence, for that holistic development approach, for having this global perspective on the game. It's like those players saw UXI as a gateway to something bigger, you know?
It's easy to focus on the individual journeys, but when you zoom out, it's clear that UXI's impact, it's way bigger than any one person. They're not just shaping athletes, they're shaping a culture.
Now that's a powerful insight. They're challenging the very definition of a sports organization. They're pushing boundaries, offering a glimpse into the future of talent development, not just in sports, but in life itself.
Makes you wonder, could this UXI model translate to other fields? Could we apply those same principles, teamwork, discipline, that holistic touch to other industries?
Tantalizing thought, isn't it? Definitely something to explore further. But before we get ahead of ourselves, there's one more fascinating piece of the UXI puzzle we should examine. Remember that acquisition they made, the Health and Fitness Professionals Association, or HFPA?
Oh yeah, that slipped my mind for a second. But that's big, right? HFPA's got a serious reputation in South Africa. They set the standard for fitness professionals.
Exactly. And by bringing HFPA into the mix, UXI is pushing beyond competitive sports. Now they're wading into the broader world of health and wellness, and that's a smart move.
It's like they're creating this pipeline of top-notch fitness professionals who can then go on to work with athletes at all levels. Everyone wins.
Totally. And it circles back to that holistic approach, right?
Well, yeah.
Physical fitness is just one piece of the puzzle. By investing in these professionals, they're saying, hey, we value the mind-body connection too.
I'm blown away by all of this. We started thinking we were just dipping our toes into the world of a rugby institute, but it's so much bigger than we ever imagined.
It really goes to show there's always more than meets the eye. But before we wrap up this deep dive, we got to address the elephant in the room. Gender equality in sports. It's a crucial conversation, and one UXI seems to be taking to heart with their commitment to women's rugby.
I mean, you see it everywhere you look these days. Women's sports are exploding, viewerships through the roof, more people playing than ever. So for UXI to be putting this much emphasis on women's rugby, it's not just, like, the right thing to do. It's smart business, you know? Yeah.
Couldn't agree more. It's not even just about keeping up with the times. It's about recognizing there's this massive pool of talent that's been overlooked for way too long. And UXI's not messing around. They're building real pathways for female athletes to thrive.
And if what we've seen so far is any indication, that seems to be their MO. It's not enough to just give access. They want to build a system where people actually succeed. So how does that, like, translate when it comes to their women's rugby program?
Well, think about the hurdles women in sports have always faced.
Right.
Less funding, fewer opportunities, not as many role models at the top. UXI seems to be hitting those issues head on. They're investing in coaches for women's teams, putting women in leadership roles within the organization itself, and making it crystal clear. Their whole holistic development thing applies to everyone, no matter what.
It's like they're saying, we don't just want women involved in rugby. We want them running it, leading it at every single level. That's a powerful message.
No doubt. And that kind of commitment, it has this ripple effect. It tells younger generations, hey, rugby's not just a boys' club. It's a sport where girls can dream big and actually achieve those dreams.
We've covered a ton about UXI's programs, their global reach, the impact they're having.
Yeah.
But I'm curious about the people behind it all, you know? What can you tell us about the driving force, the visionaries behind UXI?
Million-dollar question. We may not have a direct line to their boardroom, but you can tell a lot about an organization by the vibes they give off, the stories they tell, right? And with UXSI, there's this palpable sense of purpose. Like it's about way more than just winning games.
You can practically feel it, right? This deep down belief that sports can change lives, open doors, build a better future.
Spot on. And that kind of energy, that passion, it's contagious. It probably goes a long way in attracting top tier talent, both players and staff. It's like they've cultivated this whole community of people who are all striving for the same thing.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of UX sport, what's the big takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with today?
I want them to remember this. Yugi Sport isn't just rewriting the rules for what a rugby institute can be. They're setting a whole new standard for what it means to truly invest in people. They're not just building athletes, they're building leaders, entrepreneurs, innovators, people who are equipped to make a real difference in the world.
It's been an incredible journey, honestly. Eye-opening and honestly, pretty inspiring. So, to everyone listening, whether you're a rugby fanatic or just starting to explore the world of sports, take a good look at what UXE is doing. They might just be onto something truly game-changing.
And here's something to think about as you go about your day. If this approach, this holistic, purpose-driven approach, if it can work in the high-pressure world of professional sports, where else could it be applied? What other fields could benefit from that same kind of thinking? The possibilities, they're endless.